KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 76. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Thursday, June 7th. News sponsored by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Some rain showers and storms developing along Highway 81, some up at El Reno, down around the Apache area, moving off to the east this morning. Other than that, we'll have a very warm day with temps in the low to mid 90s. A state lawmaker from Grady County says better planning is needed at the state capitol when it comes to solving Oklahoma's many problems. The story part of today's Cool News.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old and unused prescription drugs as well as over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes, which can be found in several locations throughout the Grady County area. Chickasha locations include Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Locations in Tuttle include Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37, and the Tuttle Police Department. Find more locations near you at takeasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Chickasha State Representative David Perriman says putting out fires is no way to plan for the future. In his weekly media column, the three-term Democrat says so much attention was paid to public education and teacher salaries in the past legislative session that other needs were not properly addressed. In his column, Perriman writes that while we want business to bring good jobs to the state, without exception, those businesses want an educated and healthy workforce. And while we all want Oklahomans to have access to quality health care, he writes that lawmakers suppress health outcomes by refusing to address high uninsured rates and uncompensated care. And because of that, Perriman said hospitals and ambulance services that must provide care without regard to the ability to pay are closing or cutting back services. He says we are shaking our heads at violence but refuse to consider allowing working Oklahomans whose employers do not provide health insurance to have a path toward wellness, including treatment for mental illnesses, which are critical in uninsured populations. Perriman says without a plan, there is no legislative leadership. A traffic accident yesterday sent two people to the hospital with possible bone fractures. The accident happened just after noon at U.S. Highway 81 and State Highway 19 in Nenecaw. Nenecaw Police Chief Scott Miller said that a southbound vehicle tried to turn east on State Highway 19 and a northbound pickup on 81 struck the car. Miller said two people in the car were being treated for possible fractures in their wrists and forearms, but said the injuries were not life-threatening. Their names were not released at the time. Miller said it appeared the driver of the car may have run a red light. And a fire in downtown Chickasha yesterday caused a little bit of damage to one building. The fire occurred at the 200 block of South 4th. Fire Chief Brian Zaleski said the fire was contained in one room, but a number of adjacent office buildings had to be cleared of smoke. The fire traced to a clothes dryer, estimated damage about $1,000. More cool news coming right up.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
Some USAO history students will be spending part of their weekends this summer as leading tours of a key Civil War battle site in Oklahoma. The students are part of the Honey Springs Battlefield program. The students have been taking a summer course led by Dr. James Fink, an associate professor of history at the university.
There's six trails, and we're going to have students posted on each trail on the Saturdays that we'll be out there. And so if you were ever interested in going to a battlefield, those Saturdays that we're going to be here would be a perfect time because they'll give you a tour of each trail and explain everything that happened.
Now, students will be helping on several Saturdays over the next few weeks, including this coming Saturday, the Battle of Honey Springs, one of the largest documented Civil War engagements in Indian Territory. It's located in Rentiesville, which is in eastern Oklahoma near Shakota. While many public school groups take a break over the summers, a few have activities scattered over the next couple of months. That includes some members of the Chickasha FFA, where Clay Grossniklaus is the secretary on the officer team and talks about part of their schedule.
Several members will attend FFA alumni camp at Camp Tulikogi in Wagner. There are two sessions, July 4th through 7th and July 9th through 11th. We learn about leadership skills, which we will use during our monthly chapter meetings. We take part in trust falls, a ropes course, and a number of leadership training events.
The chapter officers and their advisors, Colby and Emily Schmidt, will also be attending a retreat in Broken Bow later this summer to prepare for next school year. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $64.73 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $75.36. Natural gas, $2.90 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,303, and silver, $16.77. Our weather forecast, some scattered showers and storms this morning. Right now, some storms in El Reno, also east of Apache, and it's all moving off to the east this morning. We're looking for a high about 92, 93 this afternoon. Right now, downtown Chickasha, cloudy and 76. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, a USAO baseball player has been drafted by a Major League Baseball team. Pitcher Angel Reyes, taken in the 19th round of the Major League Baseball Amateur Draft this week. The junior right-hander from Puerto Rico will forego his senior year with the Drovers to get a shot at playing professionally. In his only year with the Drovers, Reyes was a relief pitcher, appearing in 28 games. He had 11 saves with a 4-1 record, his ERA 3.07. He was a transfer from Western Oklahoma State College. In his 3 years of college ball, he had 116 strikeouts in 113 innings. His fastball was consistently in the low to mid-90s. He was selected to the Sooner Athletic Conference All-Conference team. Reyes, the fifth player in team history to be drafted, the first since Jordan Watson was a seventh-round pick by the Arizona Diamondbacks a couple of years ago. An Oklahoma All-Stater has signed a letter of intent to play with the USAO men's basketball team. Stephon Hall of Mount St. Mary's averaged 20 points a game for the Rockets last year. He was also selected to the Oklahomans Little All-City team, and he will play in the prestigious Faith 7 game this week. The Golden State Warriors on the verge of sweeping the NBA Finals. The Warriors won again last night in Cleveland, 110-102. They take a 3-0 lead now in the series. Kevin Durant had a game-high 43 for Golden State. Cleveland's LeBron James had a team-high 33. The Warriors can claim the championship with a win at Cleveland in Game 4 tomorrow night. The Cavs now must win 4 straight, including 2 games at Golden State if they hope to win the title. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers even their series at Sacramento with a 9-3 win last night. The team will finish up their short 3-game series at Sacramento tonight. Our cool news, weather, and sports today sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Red Rock Behavioral Health Services.